This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Welcome back, Matt and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I am Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, and he's the executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins is out on a golf trip, you know, just when we needed him the most. He is his abandoned ship. I needed him to break.
Shocker.
I know. I needed him to break down these numbers for me, Paulie. Our buddy Tommy just tweeted, current playoff odds, D-backs, 93% chance to make the playoffs. Padres, 92.9.
Oh, they passed us.
Pretty good, man. 92.9. The Mets, 57%. They're not playing like a team with a 57% chance. The Braves, 55.8. This weekend, the Padres will take on the Giants. The D-backs will take on the Brewers. The Braves will take on the Dodgers. And the Mets will take on the Phillies. We have, I'd say by far, knock on wood, the easiest opponent of the weekend for all those teams that are in the mix.
Yes.
You know, the Brewers are tough.
Logan Webb tomorrow night.
Logan Webb tomorrow night. You hit him a little bit the other night, and then you kind of let him off the hook. Braves and Dodgers is going to be insane. Mets and Phillies is going to be bananas. It's going to be bananas. So let's go Phillies. Braves and Dodgers. I mean, you have to have the Dodgers win those games. You just do. I'm not rooting for them, but you have to have that happen. And the Brew Crew needs to handle business against the D-backs, who look like they may be coming back down to earth and then go out and throw up 14 runs yesterday. Just an offensive juggernaut at
times. I swear to God, every time I check the score,
12,
they have
3.
12, 13, 14 runs. I go, what is happening?
Pull up their run differential real quick. My guess is that it's 4,000 because they have so many blowout wins every single time. But
Diamondbacks run differential is plus 102.
I mean, come on.
Padres are plus 71.
Yeah, it's when they win, man, they win really, really big. Merrill Kelly did have to come out of the game yesterday. One of their good arms had to come out of the game. They said it was like a hyperextended knee. So I'm sure they're, you know, practicing with an abundance of caution right now. Dodgers starter Bobby Miller did not look good again. So I don't know if that's it for Bobby Miller. But yeah, Dodgers are kind of getting set, man. They're more than likely going to win that division. I think the Padres right now have a 2% chance of winning the division. So yeah, you don't worry about it, man. You go out and try to get the best wild card spot you can.
At this point, you're 5.5 games out of the division. And so that is why you are not upset if the Dodgers beat up on the Braves this weekend.
Absolutely.
The Braves are more on your radar
yes.
right now than the Dodgers are. Now,
start taking these fools out, dude. That's what needs to happen.
If all of a sudden it's a 2 or 2.5 games out of the division, and then you have that 3-game series in LA at the end of the year, then we can talk about it, of course. But right now, I think you just have to look. You need one of those teams to fall off.
Well, and the most important part. The most important part is you need to win your ball games. You need to handle your business, Padres. You got to get right now. Tune it up just a little bit. Got a text from our buddy Arky, Arky Cianfranco. It said, "Sounds like you're convincing yourself that they're going to be okay, buddy."
Arky,
I said, "Yes, I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. It's called coping." But I mean, look, you're really coping with a 92.9% chance to make the playoffs. I wish I got mono, Paulie, for 2 weeks, and then I could just come back when the playoffs start. I'm going to be around here licking door handles the rest of the day.
We have talked like crazy about Fangraphs and how analytically this is what goes into their percentages. I mean, the Padres and the Diamondbacks are virtual locks for the playoffs. They are telling you right now, Padres should be there.
Yep.
It's okay. It's going to be okay. Padres will get a seat at the table. And it's just a matter of the Mets or the Braves who falls off.
And I think a lot of people, no one's going to be really at ease until you see that X next to the name.
You know? I need a 5-game losing streak for the Mets or the Braves. Just get them out of here, and then we can talk about, all right, should the Padres actually go for the 6th seed and play Milwaukee?
Well, I was talking to Adam yesterday, and he's like, "Hey, you're gonna have Shilt on Friday." I go, "Yeah," and he goes, "Yeah, it would be interesting to find out what his playoff rotation." I go, "Adam." I go, we've got 2 weeks, bro. I go, I'm not going to ask him what his playoff rotation is.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, actually. We've already got it mapped out. We're going to start. Joe's going to get the ball for game one. Like, what?
I was walking out the door. And he's like, I'm throwing out ideas here. Ask him about what the playoff rotation is going to be. I go, Yeah, I think that's a little bit presumptuous.
Yes.
I think it's a little bit presumptuous at this point. Do you dare me to ask Mike Schilt tomorrow, so, any thought to who gets the rock in game one?
Yep, fine.
Come on. He will kill me. Schilt would absolutely decimate me, and it would be Adam Klug's fault. You see, we had a caller on the line?
We do. I don't know. I haven't talked to this person, but caller ID says Luis.
Luis,
you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Another day, another daughter. Hey, really quick, man. I have a question about Hot Sun Kim.
Sure.
It sucks that he's hurt.
Yep.
Right? But his contract's coming up.
Correct.
And I'm wondering if you guys think it's a good idea to, I mean, try and get him on, I don't want to say cheap, because that's kind of like, you know, downgrading his play. We know he's a great player. We know he's going to bounce back. We know he's going to do well. But do you guys think it's a good idea to extend him, like, maybe at a little bit less money than what he was supposed to get? Because I have a really, really bad feeling that the Dodgers are just going to gun for him and take him from us.
You know, it's,
I mean, I don't know.
It's a good question. It's I'm not trying to be a jerk when I say this. My head is not quite there. I'm more kind of thinking about the guys that are here now. But if you're going to ask the question, I'll answer it. I feel like he's going to be a Giant next year, even though they have that Anderson kid that's pretty good. He's buddies with Jung Ho Lee.
I felt like it was the Giants last offseason.
I honestly don't think they bring Ha-Sung Kim back. I don't. With what they have, I don't know who starts next year, except maybe Xander Bogaerts. But you're paying him shortstop money. So if Ha-Sung Kim's a free agent and leaves, Xander Bogaerts your shortstop until potentially Leodalis DeBrees gets here. So I don't know how much I allocate to Ha-Sung Kim. I sure miss him, though. I do miss him now on this team as it currently stands, you know. And I don't know. I've not heard for sure that he's not coming back this season. I have no idea. I just, you know, once Xander kind of was cemented at shortstop, it looks like that's going to be the play moving forward. I just don't know that you're going to move Xander back to second if Ha-Sung Kim comes back in 2 weeks. I have no idea what the plan is. There's just too much. There's too much unknown for me to answer intelligently about it.
Real quick, thank you for the call, Luis. We need a caller for Real or Fake. It's a Throwback Thursday. I've got a game for you guys that I wrote up.
You wrote it up.
I wrote it up.
So it's a little different today. A
little bit different. You are going to qualify should there be a winner, but you're actually not going to play, caller. So give us a call, 833-288-0973. You're going to be Woods' lifeline.
You're my lifeline.
Woods is going to be playing Real or Fake, and it's going to be easy. You can do this, Woods. I have so much faith in you.
Oh,
but
no.
If you need a lifeline, I don't know how much help the caller will be, but they will be available to help you.
Okay.
And if you can win, Real or Fake,
they'll qualify.
They will qualify.
All right.
You don't get to go to Vegas.
All right, 833-288-0973. Call in now. I'll play for you, and you will be able to help me. Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, it's a little different.
Take some calls. But, yeah, back to Kim. I mean, it's a weird concept here in San Diego to not just extend everybody for 5 to 12 years.
Right.
I think that's the right move, though. I think haven't we asked of that over the years? Like, hey, know when to just say thank you for your service
here.
You for your time,
yeah,
and let them move on.
You know,
it just doesn't happen a ton in San Diego, so I think to me that seems like the smartest move.
Yeah, I mean,
are you going to give him $150 million contract?
No, absolutely
not. I think the Giants might be able to give him.
I'm just not going to. Satan's Blowfish says certain 1 year deals are worth it, like what Bellinger did. Yeah, 100%. 1 year deal for Ha-Sung Kim. And, all right, man.
A lot of pitching you need to resign.
Does he want to do that? You know, you have a lot of holes next year. I can't worry about next year's holes now. This is a Ben topic. That's a Ben topic. And I'm just focused on beating the Giants tomorrow. That's all I want. And I'm going to be in the house. I want to see it. I want to see it in person, beating the San Francisco Giants. It's the only thing I care about, is beating Logan Webb, that little bulldog. Just beating him at home, it's all I care about. All right, who's on the line, Paulie?
All right, let's get to our game.
Some are the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, we're just going to pull up the first caller here. But first, let you know what you are playing for. If you can help Woods, and if Woods can win, the caller will qualify for a two-night stay at Wynn or Encore Las Vegas and two tickets to see Awakening. Awakening, the thrilling spectacle at Wynn Las Vegas, dazzles audiences with soaring aerialists, bounding acrobats, high-energy choreography, and comedic moments. At the heart of this compelling story, a hero must confront the forces of light and darkness in a quest to save the world. A mythic adventure unfolds, set amid the most technologically immersive theater ever designed. Tickets are on sale now at awakening.com.
Ben reads that every day?
He's supposed to.
He doesn't.
Sometimes.
Okay. I'm nervous.
That was
now.
A lot.
I'm nervous now because I feel like this is going to be something that embarrasses me. But I have no idea what it
that?
Is.
No. First caller here, I think, is this Christian?
Yes, him.
Christian, what's up, man?
All right, me and you, buddy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right, so I'm playing for you, but you can help me, okay?
All right.
This is very easy, Christian. This will be the easiest qualifier of all time. You don't even have to do anything because Woods is going to know every single one of
these. This is going to be like NBA players or something. Dead man.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
All right, what do we got?
So last week, we talked about the Netflix live event, Kobayashi versus Joey Chestnut, the hot dog eating contest. And I said, Joey Chestnut, friend of the show, former interview. And Woods goes, we interviewed Joey Chestnut?
I had no idea.
He had no idea. So I have compiled a list of seven notable figures.
He just goes, oh, God, he knows.
You're screwed, Christian. I'm sorry. Seven notable figures. And the category is real or fake. Ben and Woods interview.
I feel like I'm going to nail this. All right, here we go. I'm ready.
All right. Start off with some easy ones here. Mina Kimes. Have we ever had Mina Kimes on the show?
We have had Mina Kimes on. That is real.
Are you sure?
I am positive. 100%. Yes.
I told you. That was an easy one.
Attaboy, Woodsy.
Thank you, sir. There's one for you.
John Smoltz, your beloved.
John Smoltz. This is we had Maddox on.
We did have Greg Maddox on.
I'm going to say real. We did have John Smoltz on. Ah, yes. There we go, buddy. Right. Two for two.
All right. MLB Network analyst, Mark DeRosa. You can ask Christian.
Christian, have we ever had Mark DeRosa on?
Hopefully you're a long-time listener.
I am, but I got to go fake on this one.
I'm going to go fake with you as well. Fake. I don't recall this.
Oh, you guys are really?
Yes! Let's go! Three for three!
Now, full transparency, when I sent this list over to Ben, he's like, we've never had DeRosa on?
I love DeRosa. You should get him on.
All right. Let's see here. Next up, Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, that's real. We absolutely have had him on at the last
night. I can't.
Yeah! Who pays attention?
Ben also forgot we had Stephen A. Smith on.
We had him on at the old station.
Yes.
Because he was starting a show on our station.
Well done.
And they're like, hey, you guys wanted to talk to him? We're like, absolutely.
I cannot believe you remembered that.
Hello,
especially
boys.
When Ben completely forgot.
Yeah, Ben forgot it. All right, give me the rest of them.
All right. Pat McAfee.
No, we did not.
Correct. Aaron Andrews.
Yes. That was another ex-host from our old station. I don't think he had her on. He did insult her, though, on Twitter and told her to go bake a cake and that the, quote, Pepe hole was the best thing that ever happened to her career. He misspelled peep. And he spelled it Pepe.
Pepe.
That Pepe hole was the best thing that ever happened to you.
All right.
And then, I do remember that.
Yeah. And then the last one, Jeff Passan.
Oh, yeah. Once.
One time. One time.
Look at me. Look at me. I was really selling myself short today, Paulie. Thanks
Very
for
well
that.
Very well done. Christian, congratulations.
Great job, Christian.
Hang on the line. We'll get your information during the break.
I like to flip it. That was fun. I like to play along.
You want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, I want to do it again tomorrow.
All right.
Do not do NBA or NHL players because I will embarrass myself, certainly.
Who we play for?
We got Amy Trask coming up at 7:35. Always, always love talking to our beloved Amy Trask.
It's going to be a weird transition, though, because we have to talk. It's been an hour and 15
minutes. It's been an hour
and
15 minutes. So here's the thing. I have to do this in certain segments that we do. If you got little ears in the car, I would hate to have you leave Ben and Woods and have to come back, and hopefully you remember to come back. But yeah, it's a little bit of a sensitive subject that we're going to be discussing
adult
next.
Adult material.
Yeah, adult content. You know,
the viral video from yesterday.
It's been a mind blowing week. It really has been a mind blowing week all around. We'll get to what happened to Shannon Sharp.
Oh my God.
We'll do that next. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this.
I got a little surprise for you.
Don't do this.
Listen, if I've said something bad, I mean, tell me I'm a bad boy. You know, just tell me I'm a bad boy.
Why? Just why?
I get the argument. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm not a moron.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Don't do this.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, you know what Don't Do This is. Two stories that make you shake your head. And then we try to do a positive story there at the end. But, yeah, I was at home yesterday, Paulie, and just was scrolling Twitter, and I said, what is this that I'm seeing about Shannon Sharp? ESPN's Shannon Sharp had an Instagram Live video that went, I mean, about as viral as you can go. You know, I mean,
he went live.
His phone.
Let me see. I'm going to pull up his account real quick. I want to see how many followers he has.
He has a lot.
Shannon Sharp.
Unk. They call him Unk.
Unk. I guess I like Shannon Sharp.
I do too. I think it's fine. He's fine.
He has 3.2 million followers.
So if you were a follower of Shannon Sharp, and I'm not on Instagram, I saw this later after the fact, but it would have popped up on my phone. Shannon Sharp has gone live. And I'll be 100% honest with you. I would not have clicked on it. If I was sitting at home watching television, Shannon Sharp is live, I probably wouldn't have clicked on it. But that actually happened. And, well, it was recording him in a very compromising situation. And it was a situation that all of us have done. Some of us do it more than others. Some of us would like to do it more, perhaps. Maybe.
Maybe on their birthday.
Maybe on their birthday. Maybe on their spouse's birthday at a hotel. Maybe in San Francisco. Would be good. But you want to make sure that your phone is turned off. And we can't look.
And you definitely don't want to go live.
You don't want to go live.
These are two consenting adults.
We can't, yeah. We can't play the audio. I listened to the audio yesterday, and I had the internal dialogue of, can we play this on the air? It's news. And then I thought, no, probably not.
Hey. What, don't you like viral content, yeah, Adam?
Isn't your favorite thing in the world, Adam Klug, our boss, viral content? It doesn't get much more viral than this. So it was Shannon Sharp, and he was involved in it. He was into coitus, intercourse, live on Instagram Live.
We can't play the audio, but we can...
Yeah, we can recreate it with one of our own. Yep. Something like that. Her perspective.
For about 3 minutes.
And yeah, and his perspective. You heard both of them. And you heard all of the saucy talk that goes along with it. Which, by the way, I put myself, Paulie, in his shoes. And I thought to myself.
He
was not wearing shoes. I put myself in his shoes and I thought to myself, all right, man, if that was you and all your audience heard
mortifying
the things that you say,
oh God.
Would you ever, right? Would you ever, because on the surface, I went, big deal. Guys, you know, afternoon delight. Fantastic. Good for
Congrats.
You scored. Great. Great job. Consenting adults. Everyone was way into it. And I said, who cares? And then when I heard the stuff that he was saying and growling, I went, what if it was you, Woodsy? What if it was you? What if it was Ben? What if it was Paul?
I'd probably say I got hacked.
Which is exactly what his account did.
And that he said he got hacked. It didn't make sense.
Right. So he then goes on.
I saw the video because, like, clearly you can, like, see the camera, the phone being placed, like, on a nightstand.
On a nightstand, yeah.
Like, there's no, he was not hacked.
Correct. And he admitted as much later. Now, somebody from his team panicked.
I think everybody that knows him panicked.
And they went and they posted. Hey, I've been hacked. We've been working vigorously to get this figured out.
I bet you were.
And, yeah, we heard you working vigorously. So,
he went on. He has a show with Ocho Cinco.
Yep.
It's called Nightcap.
Nightcap.
And they went live for, I think, like an hour last night.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch the whole thing. They put like a 20-minute condensed version of Shannon explaining everything. He came clean. He admitted fault.
Yep.
He was not hacked. Here's a little bit of what he had to say yesterday about it.
I'm very disappointed in myself. Not for the act. I think there are millions, billions of people of consenting age that engage in activities. But to have your most intimate detail on the audio to be heard, I'm disappointed in myself. I let a lot of people down. My kids. I reached out to them. I called them. I called my sister.
That's an
awkward
conversation.
Friends, obviously, my friends reached out. But, God, this was not staged. Came in. I threw my phone on the bed. Gazed in an activity. I did not know IG Live. I've never been on IG Live. I've never turned IG Live on. So I don't know how it works. And so all of a sudden, my other phone is going off, and people are calling me. FaceTime that I've never talked to a day in my life on FaceTime. And it didn't, I'm like, why are y'all calling me FaceTime? And after a while, Jamie Fritz, who's been my longtime marketing guy, he finally got through to me and he said, Shannon, you on IG Live. I'm like, doing what? You know, I'm like, what am I on IG Live for? I ain't hit no IG Live button. He says, they can hear. I'm like, so now, Ocho, you know, I say ask for patience. He said they can hear. And now I'm starting to get agitated again because you called me and say I'm on IG Live when I know I didn't click myself on IG Live. And he said they can hear me. I said, hear me doing what? He said, sounds like you were having sex. Man, my heart sank. It dropped.
Very common mistake, I imagine. So, Shannon Sharp, yeah, he needed to wear it for a little bit. That phone call to your kids is probably very uncomfortable. Dad's going to be on all over the internet today. I was hanging out with my friend Michelle, and they got us. And then later, the conversation turned, and he started to get, like, way into it. Because then he was kind of, like, bragging a little bit.
Which,
you know, and he's like, oh, got it. Oh, got it. I was like, all right. So he's clearly not that upset. So yeah, definitely the top. That was Ben Higgins. That was the clearly the top don't do this of the day.
Yeah. Got another one here out of college football. So Purdue had a game recently at home, and they had a halftime game where they pull a student onto the field, and he had to participate in an event, and should he win, he would get a free 2-year lease on a brand new car.
Nice.
His challenge was to kick three.
Not one,
in 30
not
seconds,
two, but three.
Make three field goals. It was, I think, a 20, a 30, and a 40-yard field goal. Okay. I don't know if he only got one kick for each, or if, however many kicks you can get in 30 seconds, but he did. He made the 40-yard field goal on the last kick, and everyone jumped up and down. They told him on the field, congrats, you're a winner. And then there was a social media post from Bob Roorman Honda. Said, what an unforgettable kickoff at Purdue football's home opener last Saturday afternoon. Last week on Roorman Field, fans experienced the thrilling Kicks for Cash Challenge. One participant came so close to victory, finishing just 0.07 seconds past the timer. If only those extra milliseconds had fallen in his favor, he would have snagged a 2-year complimentary lease from Roorman Auto Group. Check out the video below. Talk about a nail biter.
You are kidding me.
Thanks to everyone that came out, blah, 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 blah.
So they told him on the field, everyone said you're the winner, celebrated.
He made it. He made all three field goals in the amount of time, and they told him, congratulations, you won. This kid's getting a brand new car. And then a couple of days later, the dealership goes, well, actually you were 0.07 seconds, your shoe was still touching the football or whatever. and they said, sorry, man, no dice. The outrage.
The community went
once
crazy.
This went public, the community flipped out. And I guess it's a half of a doo-doo this, because the update to the story is the dealership came around and they made it right. I think they offered him either a cash prize or a 2-year lease on a car. But I don't want to give them too much credit. Because
no,
they only did it
because they came.
Because they got caught.
Yeah, they got caught.
They didn't do the right thing.
No, they did not do the right thing. And that's just dumb. That's if you have a marketing department there, like my beloved Sedano Ford would never. Even if they were 0.7 over, my beloved Sedano Ford would say, I mean, good enough. It cost them nothing, dude. Here's a 2-liter. Now we've done the right thing and look at us and blah, blah, blah. But yeah. Everyone had to go out and complain and write, you know, leave bad reviews and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, they were getting dragged.
Just getting dragged. Yeah, well,
dragged.
I mean, yeah, I'm glad this kid got his car or his cash prize. And then finally for doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
You knew he was going to do it. I knew he was going to do it. You knew he was going to do it. None of us. I didn't place any bets on it, even though I knew it was going to happen. Yesterday, of course, in remembrance of 9/11, Nick Castellanos does what Nick Castellanos does.
Add it to the list.
1-1 pitch. Swung on and Allen's hit well. Left field. Carlson's going back. He's at the track. He jumps and that ball is gone. A 2-run shot for Nick Castellanos.
He did it again. He did it again. Add it to...
Witchcraft.
Yeah, he is a witch, as I've said many times. All right, very excited about our next guest, Amy Trask, NFL analyst for CBS Sports, the Princess
that
of Darkness.
That was Don't Do This with
and
Ben
of course,
and Woods
that was
on
Don't
97.3
Do
The Fan.
Give me a little heads up next time, Paulie.
We only do it every day.
Now I'll tease Amy Trask coming up next. Looking forward to talking to her. We'll talk some NFL with her and just life in general. She's always such a good, positive person.
That's conversation every time.
That's next on Ben and Woods. You're right, Paulie. We have a earthquake survivor on the line.
We do.
I did not feel anything. But she's obviously, I think she's in L.A.
A
lot of earthquakes up there. Didn't feel anything yet. We will get to the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask, the great Amy Trask, right after this quick check of traffic. That's right. It's our girl, Amy Trask, who is just one of our favorite guests in the world, NFL analyst for CBS Sports. Good morning to you, Princess of Darkness.
Well, good morning. And you always have me smiling ear to ear when you play my favorite music as my walk-up music.
It's so good to have your own walk-up music. And you know, Amy, this is why Amy Trask is a perfect guest, because the temperature on football in San Diego, Amy, as you know, is always a little iffy. We never really know how to gauge it. We all like football well enough, but, you know, losing your team and watching them move to L.A. is not the easiest thing for football fans to stomach. But even the football haters are like, well, it's Amy. I have to listen because it's Amy Trask. That's why you're the perfect. We don't talk to anybody really about football except for you. So welcome back to the program.
Well, I am honored and thrilled and delighted to join you. Here, I thought you were having me on so I could give you play-by-play as to the earthquake we just had up here.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk football instead of my seismic knowledge, we can talk football.
I did not. I never feel them. I felt one since I've been here for 15 years. And it was a big one. It was like Easter.
Don't jinx yourself.
Yeah,
don't,
I know.
You know, what are you doing? Don't jinx yourself.
I know. We're such a baseball show that jinxes. At this point, it's like we have so many jinxes and so many superstitions, it just all runs together after a while. But this is I don't want to date you here, but like what number of year is this in the NFL for you?
Well, okay, before I answer that, may I address your point about the jinx?
Yes.
Okay, while I was 30 years in the NFL, almost 30 years with the Raiders before I left and joined CBS Sports. But during a huge chunk of that, almost 30 seasons, there was always the, you know, don't do anything on game day to jinx it. Don't do a jinx. So I would have to, you know, I'd get up on game day and I'd only wear certain things and I'd only behave in a certain manner because you didn't want to be the one to jinx something. And finally, at one point in my career, I had a little conversation with myself and I said, you know what? Which bra you choose to wear to the game is not going to have any impact whatsoever on whether we can block or tackle or cover. Look, go ahead and wear whatever you want, Amy. Pick whatever bar you want. Pick whatever you want, because it's not going to impact the game. So that's kind of where I am on jinxes.
Yeah,
I can't believe I just said bra on the radio.
That's all right, brassiere. You could have said it's fine. Our audience we're an adult audience, but no, I'm with you. I'm watching baseball. Last night we were getting no hit. And I said, clearly it's the TV that I'm watching, so I need to walk into the other room. And it didn't work. No, it didn't work.
Oh.
It didn't work. It didn't work till later, Amy. But no, so for you, covering the NFL as deeply as you do, as deeply as you've been involved in it, where do you, now it's a little different position that you're in now, but where do you, I mean, the health of the game is obviously through the roof. I mean, people still tune in ridiculous, ridiculous numbers to watch their favorite teams, their fantasy players, whatever it may be. The league stands and has been standing for a while in a really, really good spot.
You are absolutely right. And there was some conjecture, if you will, among media, not sports media as much as political media and other media, you know, will the ratings be down this year in light of the fact that it's an election year? Sometimes the ratings go down because people are watching the news, they're watching the debate. It hasn't impacted ratings at all. Ratings are up. People love the game.
They absolutely do. And you know, I find myself, you know, because there's no team, I've started playing fantasy football. My son is six and we have a team together. Now he's starting to get really, really into it. And, that kind of has helped grow it for me and make me want to tune in a little bit more. But I wanted to ask you too. So the game in Brazil, the NFL, look, I think people look at that in a vacuum and they say, oh, this is so great. They're growing the game. The players didn't seem all that excited about going over to grow the game in Brazil, Amy.
Well, you know, I did say something that I intended in good humor, and I believe Eagles fans, at least for the most part, took it in good humor, which is if you're sending the Eagles to play in another country, that means Eagle fans are going to travel to that country. And isn't sending Eagles fans to another country a violation of international law?
I think so.
Didn't we, like, breach the Geneva Convention or something by sending Eagles fans to, and Eagles fans, if you're listening, I love you. I mean that in good fun. You're right. You know, there are players who don't enjoy the international games. But I will tell you this from my years in the league. Teams and the league could not make travel any easier on the players. You know, it's a chartered plane. Every player gets 2 to 3 seats per player. You know, the linemen get 3 seats. The smaller players get 2 seats. The seats turn around so you can play cards. You can stand in the galley the whole time. That's what I did every time we flew to any game. I stood in the galley and ate snacks the whole way. And you don't go through security in the airport as a general rule. Security comes to you. Buses come to you. There's no lines at the hotel. They hand you the key on the way to the elevator that they're holding open. My point being, I get it. You're right. There are players who don't enjoy it, but there's no way travel could be made any easier. And look, I know this. We went and played a preseason game in Tokyo and in London and in Mexico City. Were the flights long in some of those instances? Yep. Was the travel easy? Absolutely.
Yeah, I never really thought about it that way. Mine is always just more of like, I always think, isn't the NFL healthy enough? I mean, how much is too much? Can you actually continue to grow the game of football worldwide? Does it make that much of an impact in your opinion?
Well, clearly the league believes it makes that much an impact.
Yeah.
And look, just do the numbers. If you're going and playing in another country and you're wooing and wowing fans who might not otherwise follow the game, and they then start following the game, you are growing the avidity for the game. You're helping ratings. You are growing the game. Maybe it's in terms of eyeballs watching, people listening, people buying merchandise. So you are growing the game. Now, I'm going to get a little mushy for a minute, okay?
Sure.
I'll kind of channel my inner mom, meaning my mom, not, you know, this is the way my mom was. It can help bring the world together in some regards. I mean, and that's what sport has the power to do. Does it always work? No. Should it work? Absolutely. Sports has the power to unite. And if the NFL taking these games to other countries helps bring the world a little closer, well, then yay.
I love it. It's a great answer.
Talking to Amy Trask, NFL analyst for CBS Sports. Now, Amy, every day in the segment before this segment, we have a segment we call Don't Do This. We've been doing it for like 6 years, and it's stories in sports that aren't very fun to talk about, but we have to address.
They make you shake your head.
Yeah, we call it Don't Do This. And this week we talked about, well, it's kind of a Hall of Famer or a Hall of Shamer, I guess, and Don't Do This. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Now, you were an executive for an NFL team. Any insight onto what Cleveland Browns executives, team officials, how they're feeling and what they're talking about and what they're thinking as it pertains to Deshaun Watson? This has happened now several times. Are they working on like a way to possibly get out of this contract? We talked about like the massive, massive salary cap hits that it takes. They can't just cut him. They would need like the league to step in. What's your read on all of this? What are they thinking in Cleveland?
Well, I'm thrilled that you phrased the question as you did, which is what are team executives, plural, thinking about this? And of course, it goes beyond executives to everyone on staff, because something like this, yes, it has implications on the team itself. Are you, you know, if you've got a guaranteed you've got a guaranteed contract of an exorbitant amount, you've got the cap issues. So that's going to involve your football people, your finance people, your legal people. If the league suspends him, and we don't know whether the league will, but that could give the team an out from the guarantees, they will still have to confront the salary cap issues. But remember, the salary cap is simply a method of accounting. And we see all the time, look, whether it's tax accounting or, cap accounting, you can work around accounting issues. We see all the time that teams do this. The reason I love the way you phrased your question is because it affects everyone on staff in the entire organization. Your PR department now has to deal with it. Your social media department has to deal with it. The phones will be ringing off the hook in the ticket office with season ticket holders, club seat holders, suite holders who are angry about this. Every single area of the organization is impacted by something like this, not just your finance team, not just your legal team, not just your football staff. So, you know, they're going to have to wait and see what happens. They will have an escape route if the league suspends him or if there is something otherwise determined to be violative of his contract. If not, they've got that big, fat guarantee. And by the way, just because money's guaranteed doesn't mean a team owner can't say, the hell with it, I'm going to pay it. I want him gone, but I'm going to pay it. I don't care. Let him go. And they're going to have to make some tough decisions about that.
It's so funny, Amy, too, because they probably thought, well, we've made our tough decisions. We made this bed. We are going to lie in it. And now, you know, I mean, I saw a tweet yesterday. 23, I believe, settled. And then now the 25th one is going to be too much. So I just, when you engage with people like this, and again, second chances, third chances, whatever, that's up to each individual. I mean, the fact that they're going through this yet again in Cleveland is just kind of, well, speaks to how things have gone in Cleveland for a while.
Well, and you know, you're absolutely right in every regard. And that tweet that you did, that post that you just referenced, you know, it falls in the category of funny, not funny.
Right.
Because it is very funny, but the topic itself,
is
of
awful.
Course, is not funny. And, you know, the organization is going to have to make some tough choices. Do you want to keep him on your team? And by the way, there are going to be people, you know, I am confident there are individuals in that organization, not only on business staff, but in the locker room, that there are players in that locker room and coaches with that organization that don't like that he's with the team. You know, quite often when we hear of something like this, people say, well, you know, the women in the organization. No, 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 stop. There are men who don't like this either.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something they're going to have to deal with. And there's financial issues. There's legal issues. There's cap accounting issues, social media, PR, sales. And everybody every single fan of that team has the power of the purse. Do they want to continue buying tickets and suites and club seats? Does this bother them enough that they stop? Those are all analyses that the team is going to have to do.
What an absolute nightmare that situation is. Well, Amy Trask always tells it like it is. Thank you so much for your time. I want you to have a great weekend analyzing the NFL as you do so well. And we will talk to you very soon.
You are very, very sweet, and I love you guys so much.
We love you too.
If you don't invite, me back on, I may just drive down to San Diego and storm the facility and just put myself on.
Open invite.
I mean, you have carte blanche anytime you want. Thank you so much to our beloved Amy Trask, the Princess of Darkness. joins us today. Again, make one of, not one of them. She is absolutely my favorite NFL guest, period, the end. Always tells it like it is. Has been in the war rooms. Knows, you know, we've talked to her before about Jamarcus Russell and like all the stuff that the Raiders have gone through. She is
dealing with Al Davis.
Yes.
Working with him side by side for years.
Yeah. It's like how we work with Adam. It's the same.
Yeah. It's the exact same. It's
like little Al Davis is what. What he's like. I'll give him $100 if he dresses up as Al Davis for Halloween. Because I think he can absolutely pull it off. Satan said, let her fill in for Ben. Anytime. Yeah. She is welcome to come in and hang out. Because the thing about Amy Trask is I want to talk to her about other stuff. You know, I want to talk to her about other stuff other than football. But she's so dialed in and is always such a great interview. So great job, Paulie, getting her. And she never disappoints. We've got today's a throwback Thursday. We've got some unbelievable audio. Now we were going to play it late.
I think we play it next.
Yeah, in typically the time where we kind of reset the show, get back into Padres talk in the second half.
We had something happen 4 years ago this week.
It changed the course of our entire show.
The number one most iconic drop.
Yes,
in show history, I'd say.
There's our little Al Davis out there right now. We're going to play that for you next.
Stalking around on his phone.
Yep, and this is again, it's some of the best audio we've ever found, bar none, and probably where Ben and Woods is trending, if I'm being completely honest with you. So we'll play that for you next. We got Eno Saris coming up at 8:35. We'll have a Rindle report as well. We got Parker McCollum tickets to give away. Got a lot to get to. And, of course, we'll be talking Padres baseball. Sammy Levitt's going to be in later for the roundtable. Maybe he'll pop in, do the last segment with us. And we're here, man. Going to be hanging out with you guys. If you want to call, you can. 833-288-0973. Phones are open. We're having a good time. We're loose. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.